From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Barack Obama speaks tomorrow to a joint session of Congress. His main topic will surely be the ailing economy, and that has many wondering whether to expect a pep rally or a wake. Aides say the president is trying to strike the right balance. He needs to be clear about his plans to fix the economy, but reminding Americans of how bad things are might actually make matters worse. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the politics of breaking bad news.
President Obama has issued plenty of blunt warnings about the economy. He's described a crisis unlike any we've seen before. And until the passage of the giant stimulus package, he raised the prospect of an irreversible downward spiral. During his White House news conference, the first questioner asked Mr. Obama if he was maybe being a little too gloomy.
Do you think that you risk losing some credibility or even talking down the economy by using dire language like that?
No. I think that what I've said is what other economists have said across the political spectrum.
Mr. Obama went on to say, as he often does, that bad as the economy is, it's within our power to fix it.
I'm absolutely confident that we can solve this problem. But it's going to require us to take some significant, important steps.
The optimistic second part of that message has sometimes been overshadowed, though, by the depressing first part, which makes observers wonder whether the president's downbeat comments are making the situation worse. Yale economist Robert Shiller wrote in an op-ed piece for the New York Times this weekend, comparisons to the Great Depression could become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Former President Bill Clinton told ABC last week that it's good Mr. Obama hasn't stooped to inane happy talk, but he added he should crank up the confidence quotient.
I just would like him to end by saying that he is hopeful and completely convinced we're going to come through this.
People need to hear that, don't they?
Yeah, and it's worth reminding the American people that for more than 230 years, everyone who bet against America lost money.
Of course, there are plenty of good reasons for Americans to be nervous about the economy, no matter what the president's saying. Rising unemployment, record home foreclosures, a shaky banking system. But economist Nariman Baravesh of IHS Global Insight says psychology is also an important factor in how businesses and consumers behave.
Part of the role of a president is to be, in some sense, cheerleader-in-chief, if you will. This is essentially what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did in the Great Depression when he talked about, the greatest thing to fear is fear itself. And from that perspective, I think there's a lot that the president and his advisors can do in boosting morale and boosting confidence.
President Obama hardly needs a reminder about the potential power of his own words. After all, a year ago, during the Wisconsin primary, Obama, the candidate, had to defend himself against charges that his hopeful message was all talk.
Don't tell me words don't matter. I have a dream. Just words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Just words. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Just words. Just speeches.
Tomorrow night's speech to Congress is an opportunity for the new president to offer reassurance, as well as details about the practical steps his administration is taking to rebuild the economy. Mr. Obama has repeatedly said the economy is likely to get worse before it gets better. Tomorrow, we'll see if the same is true of his own economic message. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.